I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. On either side of the staircase in the sculpture court at the David Owsley Museum of Art stand Paul Manship's sculptures Diana and Actaeon. Although they are on different pedestals, they are meant to be understood together. To the left of the staircase, Diana, the Roman goddess of the hunt, elegantly leaps while twisting her torso and turning around to aim her bow and arrow. She has just fired at Actaeon, who, from his position on the right of the staircase, lunges forward to the right to escape Diana's shot. The poses of both figures create diagonals that send them in different directions, both trying to escape the other. But a dynamic symmetry, as well as the arrow that Manship did not sculpt, links them. The story of Diana and Actaeon comes from Ovid's Metamorphoses, a book of Roman myths written in poetic verse in 8 CE. It tells the tragic story of Actaeon, a hunter who accidentally observed Diana while she was bathing. She was so mortified that she turned him into a deer or stag. He ran away, chased by his own hunting dogs who killed him because he resembled the object of their hunt. Manship used the Art Deco style to make the Greek and Roman stories appear more modern. His distinctive style emphasized elegant poses, geometric shapes, and intricate surface patterns. We'd like to thank Ball State student Stacia Schmidt for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.